This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. In this episode, Dan Steinhauer shares with us how to use video to market your business, to build familiarity with customers, to answer frequently asked questions, to provide more value to your customers. He shares a hell of a lot about video, basically, including the most common mistakes that people make and how to avoid them when it comes to video, and the best tools to use when it comes to video marketing. So a really cool episode. Dan is also one of our facilitators at Basic Bananas. So very clever guy. He's been in business for 15 plus years running his audio visual company and also facilitating for Basic Bananas, providing mentoring and support to our members. So on another note too, announcements coming up. We do have a workshop tour coming up in Australia, also in Canada in the next month or two. So keep an eye on the site if you want to check out the Blast Off Marketing Workshop. And we have another little workshop series, which is on the back burner at the moment. It will be released soon, but it's top secret at this stage, so keep your eye out. We'll have another short half-day workshop with brand new content coming out very soon. Enjoy the show. Dan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. You?
Excellent. Yeah, doing really well, thanks.
It's lovely to have you here in the flesh. We do a lot of these, a lot of our episodes over Skype with people all around the world. And me and Dan, we are standing here side by side holding hands. Not yet.
It's nothing better.
Almost. Not there yet. So thanks for joining us, you know, myself and, of course, our listeners on today's episode on video and the whole thing around video. Video is huge when it comes to marketing and, you know, advertising and everything else. So let's rip into it. I'd love to hear from your perspective, because obviously our audience gets to hear from us a lot about video and the benefits of video and things about all kinds of marketing. So let's hear from your perspective, like what's the point of video? So tell us some big whys. Why should people pay attention to this video thing to try and grow their brand and try and attract more customers?
Sure. Well, I guess one of the biggest brands out there at the moment is Facebook. It's one of the biggest tools, online tools. And Mark Zuckerberg was actually quoted as saying, in the next few years, most of Facebook's traffic is going to be video. And he's just recently actually done a launch of his new, well, what's happening in Facebook. And it's actually, it's a whole bunch of AI, artificial intelligence. It's a whole bunch of virtual reality. And guess what? It's all video. So, I mean, that's just one aspect. But if you look at things like YouTube, for example, YouTube was sold in 2006 for $1.65 billion. And Google bought that. And everyone was like, what? Who would pay $1 billion for a company?
A video hosting platform.
Yeah, exactly. Just for a silly little platform. And now, last year, it was actually this year, it's been valued at about $85 billion. $85 billion. So, I mean, not a bad investment considering.
You know, you might be scratching your head a little bit.
That's right. So, I mean, it's video is it really is the way of the future, and especially for business to get your message out there. There's no better way to actually connect with customers than face to face, and the closest thing to face to face is video.
So, look at that value in video. So you said $1 billion initially, $1 billion something. So it's like pretty much $84 billion they've increased in 12 years.
Yeah, it was 1.65 in 2006.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mental. So what are some things a business can do with video? Like what's a, like let's say small business owner listening, haven't really explored video yet, or maybe it's had a little crack. Like what are some things we can do with video?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's so many different aspects that you can do with video, from simple, you know, exposure for your business. You can do little animations that, you know, don't need to cost a whole heap of money, but can really get your message across effectively. And you can do things like big Hollywood budget things, but, you know, there's so many different levels that you can go to. The other thing is testimonials. One of the biggest and strongest growth things for a business and to give you credibility is testimonials from other people. And I'll tell you what, if you crack out a video testimonial as opposed to a written testimonial, you're going to get so much more, such a higher conversion for that, because people are actually seeing what's actually happening and hearing it from the horse's mouth as opposed to, you know, just seeing a bunch of words.
Yeah, it's not, there's no cheating in a video, isn't there? Like, it's people not, might read testimonials and it's kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, maybe they wrote it themselves. However, when it's a video, there's no denying the truth. And, you know, no denying that it's real. And you can say things with expression and so on, so which doesn't come through, obviously, in text.
That's right.
You know, you see someone saying, I want to thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
It feels so much more sincere than just reading.
It does. Yeah, I mean, there's so many, it's like a text message. There's so many ways you can actually take it, you know, whereas if you've got a video, there's really only the one way you can take it. It's they're actually saying it. You know, you can look in their eyes, you can see their body language. And and testimonials are killer, man. They're such a powerful tool for business. And so underutilized too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good take out for every listener already is we should be collecting testimonial videos for sure. I just did one yesterday with, or not yesterday, the day before with one of our Clever Bunch members over in Perth, and he has a guitar. It was the most, it was like the dream business for me to go and check out his guitar manufacturer, Ormsby Guitars, and they do this beautiful guitars. Anyway, I could go on and on about that one. But that was a fun one for me to go and film and ask the questions.
Did you give them a testimonial?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm going to buy one of these. Awesome. I will be back. So I love video too because the something I love about it is obviously a lot of our listeners are probably aware of it. We use a lot of video, but you can do it once and it can serve you over and over again.
That's right.
So you can say the perfect message. You know, you can create a script. And you can do it. You do a video, and if it's on something like YouTube, it's there for you then forever. You might use keywords and things in the title and the description for the video. And if people search for that information, you know, videos tend to rank pretty well in search in like Google and, of course, searches within YouTube as well. And then your video comes up. So it's a great tool to get you traffic as well.
Well, interestingly, YouTube is actually the second largest search engine in the world. So I mean, online, it's the biggest, the second largest database to actually search through. So if people's trying to figure something out, then they go to Google or they go to YouTube. So YouTube is 100% video. So it's like, you know, second largest search engine. And it does. I mean, Google bought it specifically to change the way that they rank things. And if you have video in your online presence, then you do actually rank a heck of a lot higher than, you know, if you don't have it.
Yeah. It's an amazing tool to build familiarity to the whole thing with video. So some, like, let's look at different types of video. So you mentioned we could put video on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it. We could put video on our website. What are some good website examples of what they could do, you know, to put it on a website, even homepage or a bit of a structure or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like with any marketing, you know, everything comes down to call to action at the end. There always has to be a call to action in any marketing collateral. And with video, it's no different, you know. And the great thing is you've actually got the opportunity to bring in call to action a whole lot more than in text. So you can actually sit there and have pop-ups over the top of it that actually bring, you know, call to actions. You know, you can actually direct your clients to that. So I guess, obviously, on the homepage, it's always important to have everything on brand. So you need to make sure everything is, you know, really focused on your brand and make sure that it's in character to your brand. And the great thing with video is you can make, you know, you can change the colors, you can change the images, you can change everything to sort of suit your character. And so definitely on a homepage, you should always have something that drives your brand and drives your product or what it is that you offer. And then, of course, testimonials throughout the thing. So, you know, giving yourself proof of concept of who you are and people start to believe who you are. And so that they're really important. The other thing is FAQs, frequently asked questions, and SARCs, the should ask questions. So really, really interesting thing to ask yourself is what are the biggest questions we get asked over and over again, and how do I turn those into videos that will stop people having to call the office or calling me to ask about that stuff? And so we actually answer issues or questions before they're even raised. So
cool thing about that is too, you script the question and you script the answer.
Exactly.
So you've got the perfect response that you're not relying on if a team member's busy or doesn't get back to someone. You've always got the perfect response there.
That's right.
As I know, most business owners, the business owners get very good at putting a positive spin on any question that gets thrown at them, whereas a team member might be still learning the ropes and working that stuff out. So very cool. And also video, like personally, there's certain things I'll be lazier with. Reading long blocks of text is one of them. So if I'm personally looking at someone's website and there's a long block of text and I don't even know if this is the right website that I want to be looking at right now or if it's the right provider, I don't want to dedicate a lot of time. And a lot of time could be a minute or two. So I might just click the video. Very quickly, you see what the person looks like, how they present themselves, like you said, the branding. You see their how they are and if they're confident in what they're doing. I think a key one with those kind of welcome intro videos that you have on home pages, if you do it in your setting, so if you're trying to think of on brand, like Dan just mentioned, like a real key is sometimes you see someone, like there might be a gym owner, but they're sitting in the kitchen at home filming a video. Or, you know, a welcome to our website, welcome to our business video, do it in the gym, you know, like do it with the weights behind or some things happening. If you are working in an office, that's fine. Do it in the office. If you're a, you know, an outdoor adventure person, do it outdoors so that people see the welcome video and they kind of get an essence straight away of your environment. Because see, that one's a bit of a mistake. Sometimes people, they're standing in, like, it's got the pantry behind them and the, or the fridge.
Yeah, that's right. Or they're in this incredible corporate setting. And it's like, well, you're completely not corporate. Like,
yeah. You're an outdoor trainer.
Yeah, that's
boot
right.
Camp. What are you doing there?
Why you got a boardroom table?
Yeah. Well, I'll share a little thing I did once with, this is a little hidden operation I had in the background, a little business venture. I set up a website called Your Surf Coach. This is back in about 2008. And all I did with it was I set up some online videos that people could buy, some like in-depth subscription videos that were drip fed to them over 10 weeks. It was one a week, a video lesson. And I created an opt-in on the homepage with 7 free, very short lessons. All I did to promote it was I put a few keywords throughout the website, put the videos on the free, some free videos on the website, and then I put about 15 videos on YouTube, just short ones, anywhere from like 1 to 3 minutes, little video surfing tips, like here's how to stand up on a surfboard, here's how to do a turn, or here's how to do specific maneuvers. And within the first month, I put them all up. Obviously, it's probably a bit more competitive now, but within the first month, I already had hit 1,000 visitors to the website. Pretty amazing. Yeah. And then that was all I did with it. I let it tinker away over time, and it's still up, yoursurfcoach.com. You can check it out. But I've hasn't had love since probably now 2009 or so.
Crap, so it's really on brand.
Don't go there. But the reality is, it started running, and it made a few $1,000 for me. And I kind of then typical entrepreneur, my sights got set on the next shiny thing. However, it was totally automated, and the whole traffic generation was purely from YouTube. Which is just a really clear, obvious example because that was all I used. I didn't tell anyone about the site. I didn't do anything except for the video. So pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah,
some of those vids have got like 60,000 views by now. Yeah. I think it's pretty awesome.
That's amazing. I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of other different types of videos. While you were talking, I was sort of thinking. So obviously you've got the product for your website, but there's also things like a sizzle reel. So you can actually do like little snippets of what you've achieved over time. You can do intro videos, have a logo reveal, things like that. Sales videos, webinars. I mean, webinars can be recorded and used over and over again. I mean, they're phenomenal tools to actually build relationship with your customers. And at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we're integrous in regards to what we're offering as well. So if we're talking and teaching people, then we need to make sure that obviously that is something we stand on as well. And so with webinars, they're great that we can actually stand by our brand and stand by what we're talking about and teach people, and you were talking about the whole surf thing. The great thing about that is not only did you make some money and you got heaps of views and stuff, but you also actually help people learn how to surf, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what we're standing by, yeah. And then you can do things like interviews. They're really good. They're really powerful online. Yes. So
that can be an interview with the business owner yourself too. So I think oftentimes people think, who am I going to interview? I've got to get a celebrity. Well, you can be the celebrity. So you can have a team member interview you or have a a colleague interview you or a friend.
100%.
Even.
100%. Yeah. 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 And of course, organizational videos, you know, breaking down who's in what position. And what I love about Basic Bananas is the fact that, you know, in your emails down the bottom, you've got these quirky little photos that are you. I mean, it's showing who you are. And so often we don't. People nowadays are making decisions on what they buy by believing in the brand that they buy from and who they're buying from. So if they get to know the organizational structure and who's actually in the organization, then, you know, you're going to have a much higher chance of actually selling and connecting with people. So
yeah, absolutely. Very, very good. Something I just thought of then too that a lot of people don't do is you could record a video once and send it as a, like Dan was saying, it could be a webinar or something of value that you create once, which you send to people after they buy from you.
Yeah.
Great tool to further build trust. Or you might sell a product or a service and then you follow it up with a video in an email, which could say, hey, here's how to get more out of your product, or how to, you know, another, some other ideas you could use it for, or service, or to get more out of what we've done with you.
Yeah.
So super cool way to add more value, unexpected value, which will help you reduce buyer's remorse as well, reduce people that regret making a decision. So any more about Facebook? Facebook, like you see videos on Facebook that have a bazillion views.
It's interesting. I mean, social media has all shifted to video. I mean, whether it's Snapchat, whether it's Instagram, they've all shifted over to video. And things that you would never have thought of shifting to video, like Facebook, have done exactly that. So the thing with Facebook is really interesting. I was chatting with a guy who was rather high up in Facebook from Singapore, and he was telling me what's actually working in the market today. And this is like pretty current stuff. This is like, 3 or 4 weeks old. Some of the biggest brands in Australia and the world, mind you, but Australia is probably one of the most sophisticated Facebook markets in the world, believe it or not.
Interesting.
And what's actually working?
We're pretty on the pulse, aren't we?
Well, you know, we are pretty good, I've got to say. But interestingly, the videos that are working, it's no longer when we talk size or dimensions of videos, we talk 4x3, which is the old school TV, which is a bit more closer to a sort of squished up box.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's 16x9, which is like your widescreen TV. What's really working on Facebook at the moment is 1x1, which means that it's a straight square. And on Facebook, I mean, these companies are spending negligible amounts, I mean, tiny amounts of money to build these ads, these videos, which are basically just sales pages on a video, with a little bit of whooshiness and stuff. But you're talking 3 to 7 seconds, and then pulling in hundreds of millions of dollars of sales through these 1x1 video ads, which cost them maybe 20, 30, 50 grand's worth of, you know, pushing and boosting. And that's it. You know, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So 1x1 videos are actually the most important thing. And the other thing is, it's not all about the sound and the speaking. There are two things in regards to video. Three things. You got your lighting, you got your framing and shot, okay, and then you've got your audio. And all of it can be fixed up except for audio. If you screw up the audio, it's gone. You know?
Toast. You're gone.
But interestingly, on Facebook, there's a, I don't know the percentage, but probably about 70% of people aren't actually watching the audio or listening to the audio on the ads anymore, on the videos. Mm-hmm. They're actually just watching it. And that's why it's important to have the words go over subtitles. The top of it, subtitles, yeah.
Yep.
And that's how you get your call to actions. That's how you get your message across. Mm. Because people are sitting at work, you know, pretending that they're doing work. They're
working.
and they're watching these little videos, but they don't want the sound going, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they are reading the text over the top of it. So
they're good, aren't they, the Facebook ads? They capture the eye too, because it autoplays when you're scrolling. So the sound doesn't autoplay, but the video starts autoplaying and the subtitles start popping up. So if it's something that captures your interest quickly, so obviously, once again, with your videos, if you're using them as ads or traffic, like lead generation from Facebook, you want it to be pretty engaging right early on, or a bit of movement in it, not something that just looks dry, boring like everything else. So
absolutely.
get a little bit of movement. We do a lot with video ads too on Facebook, and they're working exceptionally well.
It's within the first second you need to get something that's whooshy in people's face so that they see the movement. I mean, you've got split second while they're scrolling on that page, to have something that actually captures their attention.
Get them there and then.
Mm.
So the quality, you just said, the lighting can be touched up. The framing, so framing by that you mean like where's your head in the image and so on. Where should a head be? Should it be in the middle? Like is a newsreader's head in the middle? Where do they sit?
Well, it really does come down to the style of video. So if you're doing a talking head video, and it comes down to brand again. So if you'd like to have something that's a little bit funky, I always look at Apple's ads or videos. They tend to be, what sort of drives creatively, what drives people's videos. So if you look at the Apple videos, they're often slightly off from center and they're kind of looking off screen. And what that's doing is you always, wherever the person's looking, so if they're looking off to the right, you want a bit of space in front of them, okay? Mm-hmm. If you have it the opposite, where they're actually looking to the smaller side of the screen and behind them is a whole heap of space, that doesn't work. It actually creates, dysfunct. You kind of feel a bit awkward on the inside. Yeah. So you need to make sure
that squashed on that side of the frame.
Dude, you're looking the wrong way. Turn around.
Give me more space here.
That's kind of important. But we have a rule of thirds, which basically means if you have a rectangle, you chop it with two lines in the middle. So you're making three segments, three equal segments. And you do the same horizontally and vertically. So it basically turns it into, nine little rectangles. And then on those lines, you actually put your eyes pretty much. So that top line is where your eye line sits, okay? And, of course, it comes down to your shot as well, you know. But approximately, that's kind of how where your head sort of sits. And then off to the side a little bit, so you're closer to the third.
The third on the vertical third.
That's right, the vertical third. The one that's sort of at your back.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah.
Cool. It's good to know. So as we line up, I guess if you've got a nice landscape behind you, try and position on one of those thirds and get the shot to get the nice view behind. Yeah. And so on. So with audio, maybe we'll look at tools in a second.
Mm.
What's bad video? What are some examples of things that just dude, you shouldn't have done?
Yeah.
You know, what should be left on the cutting room floor and not, you know, what's going to be detrimental versus positive?
Sure. Look, I mean, you know, we all look at our videos down the track and we go, oh man, I could have done better there. But look, at the end of the day, audio is absolutely paramount. If you have sucky audio, there's literally nothing you can do to fix it. So you can put some filters on it and try and clean it up. But if you've got like a whine in the background or traffic or something like that, you know, it's something you just can't fix. So sucky video equals sucky audio. Also, really bad lighting. So if you're really close to a wall and you have a light in front of you and you've got this massive shadow behind you, oh my gosh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Big ghost behind you.
That's right. So everything you do, you're sort of just, obviously, the framing, having you really badly framed, too much headroom, which means that there's too much space above your head. If you are sort of, your head's sort of down the bottom of the video and there's nothing there, or if it's really shaky and a bit of movement is kind of funky. So if you've got like a bit of gentle rocking and swaying, that's kind of funky and hip. You know, because I'm kind of a funky and hip guy, you know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
But if you have too much of that, then you actually cause people to lose focus.
Yeah, it's distracting.
It is very distracting.
Yeah, I felt like I've almost got motion sickness sometimes watching people with the selfie stick. Oh, they're zooming around too quick and they're turning around in circles and it's like, your head's saying still, but the world's shaking. Yeah,
exactly. A lot of the NLEs, the editing softwares, they actually have like a filter that you can put on that stops that. So it stops the massive movement and just chills it out a bit, which just stops people from, you know, wanting to vomit when they're watching your video.
Yeah,
it's like, great content.
So audio is a big one. We've learned that lesson ourselves many, many occasions as well, with background noise. And so it's worth having some sort of equipment or just finding a nice quiet place. Huge one there. And then things in the background, like I mentioned before, is a common one that we see with people. So what about, what kind of tools can we use? Like, obviously, you've been doing video production for a very long time, and so you probably get to work on some extremely fancy pants equipment and you'd have. What, let's say for a business that's going to do their own video, you know, so let's maybe hear an example of someone with like zero budget. What should they be using, and how can they do the best quality? And then someone who maybe has a bit of a budget, they might be willing to spend, you know, a few thousand bucks on the thing. Cool. What should they do?
Cool. The important thing is to start off with a plan. Like anything, start with a vision, you know, and write it down. So start with what you actually want to achieve from your video, because it's very easy to start a video. And it's very easy to get tripped up. I always talk about making video like a stairway to heaven. You're trying to get to heaven, but there's all these stairs that you have to go up. Yeah, and what you're trying to do is minimize the amount of stairs to make it as easy as possible. Now, every time you have to go into reshoot something, that's not a stair. Every time, you know, you figure out the audio, it sucks, you know, you need to reshoot it, that's another stair. Every time when you go into editing and you have to, you know, spend a whole heap of time chopping up your video, that's a massive amount of stairs, because it's all those points of wasted time that just stop you from achieving what you want to do. Especially as entrepreneurs, we just want to get things done. You know, it's like, smash this thing out and we're done, you know. So I always say, make it really clear what you want to get done, get your message clear, and then start. If you've got zero budget, iPhones and Samsungs are phenomenal cameras, man. They're amazing, you know. We're talking 3 or 4 years ago, you know, prosumer cameras were what we've got in our flipping phones right now.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. But pretty important is having a tripod. So something that you can actually hold your video steady, because it's easy to start. But it's if you don't have it steady, then, you know, you may as well just stop right there. And also practice. So jump in front of a mirror and actually practice. It's really awkward. I've seen some incredibly outgoing people, massively extrovert, and they're like, oh, dude, I've got no problem doing videos, you know. And you're like, okay, no problem. And you put the red light on, and all of a sudden they just balk, like literally off. Like a deer in headlights.
Turn into a robot. Stiff.
Oh, man, it's crazy. They just stop and they're like, And so you then have to do like breaker stays to snap them out of it to try and, you know, just
loosen up.
Yeah, loosen up, man. Just joke around with them. And it's really, it's a 70%. Once they've hit that wall, it's very hard to get them back in. And the thing is, with video, if you find yourself with a big fat no, you know, like you stuff it up so badly, it's really hard to get back on the horse. It's like, you know, you're on a horse and you get kicked by a horse. You ain't getting back on that horse, you know. So it takes a bit of time. So if you do it right the first time, then you'll find that it's actually an easy process.
Nice.
So I would say tripod and a microphone. So whether it's a shotgun microphone, you can get little shotguns from Rode, R-O-D-E, and they have little shotguns that plug into your phone. Which basically is a what's called a unidirectional microphone, which is a one-directional microphone. And what it does is it points towards you, basically, and it sort of ditches all the sound around it. They're okay. They're not great, but they're okay. Rode also have a thing, I think it's called a lav.
Smart lav.
And they're great. You know, you can get a 6-meter extension for it, which you plug into your phone, and then you've just got your little lapel microphone plugged on your shirt, and Bob's your auntie, you know. You just smash out your audio and you're laughing. So
that's what we use. At all times, both Francisco and I have a smart lav. I have it in my backpack, the little smart lav. It's a little microphone on a little wire, basically, which you just clip on your shirt as a lapel. But the stock one comes with a lead that must be less than a meter long, so you can't really get the video far away.
So you film your nose.
You film your nose, yeah. You got to get the – there's an extension lead. And as Dan just said, it's about six meters. Yes. It's long, so mine's always good. In a big knot. Yeah, but I still use it, and it's still long enough, even with the big knots in the middle. I was just using that when I was shooting at Ormsby Guitars just 2 days ago. I use it all the time and have it on me at all times. So it's a good way to go. You have your video ideas. Like if you're looking at doing video blog like what we do, I just have ideas in Evernote, so I've always got them on my phone. And then when I see a nice setting, it's like, okay, here's a good spot to film a video. What am I going to do it on? Open up Evernote, pull out the Smart Lav. And I think they're about $60 or something.
Yeah, that's right. Not that. That's
Shotgun's a good idea. Probably gets a bit of background noise.
It does get a bit.
What else? Oh, and the mic, the tripods. There are tripods for iPhone as well.
Yeah.
We have those. And also you can get an attachment for an iPhone that will attach it to just about any tripod or monopod or anything you want to use.
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty important to have the steadiness. You can get little mini tripods as well, which you can sit on top of things. You know, they've got those little bendy arms. What are they called? Spiders or octopuses or something. And they've got little bendy arms, so you can lock them onto things, which are all cool. It's at the end of the day, you just need some stability, and that's it.
Yeah. And if someone was looking for a more, like, obviously the ultimate, if you're doing video, would to be use someone like yourself, to shoot and get it if you want really high quality. Otherwise, so something we use is a DSLR. I think it's called a 600 or 650 or something. Canon DSLR.
600D.
600D, and that works well. I think it was about $600 as well. Yeah. 600 for 600, something like that.
Yeah, something about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, those DSLRs are fantastic. It all comes down to the glass you got on the front of it, the lens. Mm-hmm. If you got really good lenses, those things are absolute killer, you know, phenomenal.
Yeah, right.
And you literally can't go past it. If you have really good lenses and somebody who knows what they're doing, those things are phenomenal. But a lot of them have auto features as well, which is really good. You know, it means that you can slap it on auto, hit record, and it'll sort of do all of the auto corrections, the white balances, the shutter speeds, all of that sort of stuff. It'll do it all itself, so... Yeah.
White balances and shutter speeds. See, now he starts talking tech. Who knows what he's going on about now? cool. So we've got some good tools. We've got some ideas of things we could do with video here. What would be the last step? So editing. I know you're up to something in the background. I don't know if it's too early to mention. If you're welcome to.
I'm happy to mention.
What does someone do with editing? Give us some excitement, because editing's obviously a part of where people go, then what? You know, what do I do next? So maybe a couple of options.
Look, I'll tell you what. One of the biggest steps is, you know, in the stairway to heaven.
Staircase.
The staircase. One of the biggest steps there is the editing, and it's usually what... I speak to a lot of business owners and they're like, dude, you know, I've got so much video content. It's just, I've got, you know, folders full of the stuff, but I haven't done anything with it because I just don't know what to do with it. So it's something that I've seen as a video guy. I thought, dude, there's got to be something better here, you know. So I know that you can go to things like Fiverr, FIVERR.com, and for, you know, $20, $30, $50, you know, you can get your videos edited.
Yep.
The issue that I've seen there is that you still have to manage that process. So there's still a whole heap of hand-holding and, you know, these guys, they're not necessarily the most intelligent people either. So so that's kind of where my idea for my business came from, which I'm going to launch very soon, is a subscription-based video editing system, which basically is we hand-hold the people. We create a... we create a brand, showcase of what the brand is going to be.
Nice.
And then we allocate that to each of the videos. Yep. And we implement all of the editing for them. So that's kind of what we do, with some training and with some, marketing training as well.
Awesome. Oh, well, if it's live by the time we go live with this, we'll whack it in the show notes.
There we go.
So you can find it there on your phone in the app. There's tools out there too if you want to have a crack at it yourself. I'm not very good at video editing, and I really kind of never want to be. But Camtasia is something that I've used, and our team uses as well for When we're doing videos, which are, if it's like a homepage video or something, we want it edited pretty well. So we have team in-house, or yeah, you could get on, maybe not Fiverr, but maybe Upwork even, so you can find Upwork's editors good. And things, or just someone who you might have a friend who's an editor. We have a big network, obviously, of Basic Bananas of people who provide all different services, so we might look there. But if we're doing videos, for example, for our blog, where it doesn't have to be a total world-class production, it's more like a tip video, and people aren't going to be as critical on us, if, you know, with the editing, and it might be a short 2-minute video where we slap on the intro, slap on the outro. You know, we've got the intro and outro professionally made, and then we can just tack them on. We just cut off the end, cut off the out, the start and the end, put on those intro and outros. And Camtasia kind of makes it's like, I feel like it's kind of like babies editing software. It's like kids editing. It makes you look good, makes you look like you know what you're doing when you got no idea. And that can be used on PC and Mac as well.
That's so. Right. And I mean, even iMovie on Mac is killer. And there's heaps of training on that as well. You know, you jump onto YouTube, youtube.com, and you can have a look and figure out how to use that. And what's Windows got? Movie Maker, which is the same sort of thing. So they're really simple tools that you can use to do your own editing. The only thing is with that stuff, it's just time. So if you've got the time, smash it out, man. You know, learn how to do it. There's some incredible add-ons and plugins and stuff that you can bring into those softwares that you can actually make your videos look absolutely killer. So there's nothing stopping you from, you know, making incredible videos. And also animations. I mean, there's a bunch of companies out there that and softwares that you can actually use to create animations for yourself or have other people do it. And Fiverr's incredible for that, you know, and Upwork and things like that. So there's always opportunities to make great video and
have a fiddle and have a play. It's just exactly. The time, isn't it? You can get someone to edit the intro and outro and do the rest, or get those advertisement ones, depending on what you're looking for, of course, as you mentioned earlier. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
This has been very good, and plenty of tips and tricks in there for you guys as the listeners. Of course, as always, feel free to share this episode with anyone you know who would benefit from this and who should be looking at video. Pretty much, in my opinion, everybody should be looking at video if you are in business and you plan on selling stuff. For building trust, building familiarity, credibility, there's no better tool than video as far as I'm concerned. So feel free to share it far and wide. Leave us a review. The nicest way to say thank you is if you jump on iTunes and leave us a review. That's what helps us to reach more people with the episodes and kind of climb the rankings. So thank you for all of the reviews which you do leave us. We appreciate and we read every single one of them, and we send you 1,000 good vibes. Thank you very much.
That's a lot of vibes right
there. It is. Thanks, guys. Bye for now. Thanks, Dan.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.